You are listening to the Rewards Canada Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the 100th episode of the Rewards Canada Podcast, a major milestone in our podcast series that launched in 2016, and it is only fitting that this episode's topic is one of the most popular for Rewards Canada, and that is our Canada's Top Travel Rewards Credit Card Rankings. This is our 15th annual ranking of Travel Rewards credit cards, and in this episode we'll go over the results, which include two new categories. First off, let me say thank you to everyone who has supported the Rewards Canada podcast for over 5 years now. It has come a long way in that time, and I hope that every episode is enjoyable and provides meaningful information for you. With that out of the way, let's check out the top travel rewards credit cards in Canada for 2023. We'll start off with the primary ranking, and that is the top overall travel rewards credit card. And for the sixth year in a row, it goes to none other than the American Express Cobalt card. The original points-earning machine in Canada continues to be the number one card out there. Despite some serious challenges from other cards, the overall value in earn rates and redemptions keep this card crowned as the best overall card in Canada. You earn 1 to 5 points per dollar, which translates to a 1.5% return towards any travel or cashback statement credits. Yes, this card is also one of the best cashback cards in Canada. And you can get even more value by utilizing Amex's fixed point for travel chart or converting the points to airline programs such as Air Canada's Aeroplan and Air France KLM Flying Blue. And I'll put this out there right now for these entire rankings. We always get people complaining or telling us about the acceptance rates of Amex cards. Know this, and this is something I've said a few times now, putting 50% of your spending on this card, which is very easily accomplished, and 50% on another card will more than likely reward you more than putting 100% of your spending just on that other card. I do always stress, what we rank as the best card though may not be the best card for you, and that is also why we provide 5 cards in each of the categories, as the second or third place card may actually be the best one for you. And continuing on, the second best overall card in Canada continues to be the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. The decent earn rates, good-sized discounts on Aeroplan rewards on Air Canada flights, and your first check bag free, coupled with an always good welcome bonus and first-year free offer, this card is always a contender. Third spot goes to the long-time-running American Express Gold Rewards card. It used to be the number one card years ago before the Cobalt card launched, and it's kind of a middle-of-the-pack card from American Express. It isn't as strong of a points earner like the Cobalt card, but it provides a lot of travel benefits that make it a great companion to the Cobalt card, or if you're less concerned about earning the points and you want more like travel benefits and stuff. And the thing is, you still get all the same great redemption options like the Cobalt card. Jumping up to fourth spot from fifth spot last year is the HSBC World Elite MasterCard. No foreign transaction fees, good earn rates, options to convert to airlines, and $100 annual travel enhancement credit make the card the best MasterCard in Canada. It's going to be undergoing some changes in February of 2023, which will affect its earn rates, which are both good and bad, plus it will have even better insurance coverage than it has now. So even with those better and worse earn rates and the updates, we looked at it, and this card will actually retain the same spot across all our categories with those changes. And then rounding out the top 5 overall cards in Canada is the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card. This card drops down one spot due to the fact that that Marriott has moved to dynamic pricing for their free night awards. In some cases, that dynamic pricing is actually better, but in other cases, it can be worse, and a lot worse. That being said, the card still provides a ton of value, especially when you consider the free night award you get every year with the card easily pays for your annual fee once, twice, maybe even 3 times over. And that's it for the overall category. And now we'll jump into the individual categories. I won't discuss in depth the top 5 from each category so that we don't draw out this podcast forever, but I will mention the winner in each category and any notable movement or changes in each of them as well. So first up, we have the top travel points credit card with an annual fee. No change in the top spot for this category, as the Scotiabank Gold American Express card remains on top. The card actually became better this year thanks to the Scene Plus program. It now has the highest possible earn rate for groceries when you use the card at Empire stores like Sobeys and Safeway. That earn rate is 6 points per dollar, or a 6% return for travel, groceries, dining, and movies. Very strong earn rates. Speaking of movies, there's still a lot of work to be done on Scotia's part to educate people that Scene Plus is not just for movies anymore. I hear that too often and think it has actually affected the cards in a negative way, even though it shouldn't. And don't forget that the card has no foreign transaction fees as well. In the rest of the category, the only change came in fifth spot. The TD First Class Visa Infinite card regained a spot in the top 5 rankings, after knocking out the BMO Ascend World Elite MasterCard. Really, these two cards are very closely matched, but TD provides a bit more value with its earn and burn rate compared to BMO, so it knocked the Ascend card out. Even though it has the lounge access, the BMO card, it got knocked out of the top five, and with that, it essentially knocked BMO entirely out of our rankings. There's no BMO card in any of these categories anymore. Next up, we have the no annual fee travel rewards credit card category, and it was close this year. The reigning champ, the American Express Green Card, just barely hung on to first spot after being challenged by the Scotiabank American Express card. The no-fee Amex card from Scotia underwent changes in 2022, which made the card even better, and it shot up the ranks from fifth spot to second spot. The only thing that kept the green card in first is the ability to convert those membership rewards points to Aeroplan, British Airways, Air France, KLM, Marriott, and so on. We also saw the Scotiabank Scene Plus Visa card move into the rankings for the very first time, seeing that it's not just a credit card for movies anymore and you can use the points for travel. It also underwent changes that made it better, and it moved it right into fourth spot, which knocked the CIBC Aventure Visa card down to fifth spot. This is followed by the top airline credit card for 2023, and holding on to top spot is none other than the second best card in Canada, the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. Great benefits, earn rates, and the overall strength of the Aeroplan program, which allows members to travel around the world on nearly 50 airlines, make this the card to beat in this category. There were no changes for second and third, with the WestJet RBC World Elite MasterCard and American Express Aeroplan card holding onto those spots respectively. We did see the fourth place card being swapped out, as MBNA discontinued their Alaska Airlines MasterCard, and the Air France KLM Flying Blue World Elite MasterCard from Brim was introduced this year, and as you guessed it, it takes fourth spot. Even though it may not have a big welcome bonus and not a ton of benefits attached to it, the Air France KLM Flying Blue card easily takes fourth spot thanks to good earn rates, but more importantly, the renewed strength of the Flying Blue program, which is now considered by Rewards Canada the best program in Canada for transatlantic travel in economy class. Next up, we have Rewards Canada's favorite category, the Hybrid Travel Rewards credit card, also known as Flexible Points, or flexible currency, if you want to call it. There's a few names for it. It's my favorite because you get the best of all travel worlds with this card, which is you have book any travel anytime options, or you have the ability to convert points to airlines and hotel programs. Basically, you get it all with these cards, and you guessed it, the American Express Cobalt card retains the crown as the best hybrid card in Canada. And in actuality, the rest of this category didn't see any changes from 2022. So that now brings us to our first new category for 2023, and that is the top no foreign transaction fee credit card. And the no FX fee feature, while still somewhat a rarity in Canada, is gaining in popularity, so it is only fitting we provide our thoughts on the top five no FX fee cards in Canada. The card taking our inaugural no foreign transaction fee card is the HSBC World Elite MasterCard. The card, which we consider the fourth best overall in Canada and third best hybrid, can now lay claim to one of Rewards Canada's gold badges, the No FX Fee badge. The rest of the category is dominated by Scotiabank as the Scotia Gold American Express card, Scotia Passport Visa Infinite card, and Scotia Platinum American Express card take second, third, and fourth spots respectively. The category is rounded out by the Brim World Elite MasterCard, which takes fifth spot. The second last category, our seventh category, that we have in the ranking is the best ultra-premium credit cards in Canada. These are the cards that come with higher annual fees, but also provide a wealth of benefits typically not seen on other cards. For the third year in a row, the champion here is the Platinum card from American Express. It still remains unmatched thanks to amazing value and flexibility of the membership rewards program. Benefits-wise, it provides the best airport lounge access out of any card in Canada, provides hotel elite status, annual travel credits, and the underrated international airline program that provides discounts on premium class flights. The rest of this category remains the same as 2022. Our final category is the other new category for this year, and that is the top small business travel rewards credit card. Although business credit cards are nothing new in our market, the card issuers have been making the cards much more attractive, and thus the market is growing in popularity as some businesses shift from using personal cards to business cards for their businesses. The winner in our first ever top small business card ranking is the American Express Business Edge card. Think of this card as Amex's business version of the Cobalt card. Yes, its point earning is lower than the Cobalt, but it is one of the highest earning in the world of small business credit cards. Then you get all the same redemption options as the Amex consumer cards. So book travel any way you want, convert points to airline and hotel programs, redeem for statement credits, and so much more. In second spot, we have the Business Platinum card from American Express. If your business has relatively frequent travel requirements and you want to have additional benefits in those travels, this is the card to consider. It earns less than the Business Edge, but of course it provides a lot more benefits. Third spot goes to the Scotia Passport Visa Infinite Business Card. This card has the strength and flexibility of the Scene Plus program behind it, and it is the only small business card to offer no foreign transaction fees. Fourth spot goes to the RBC Avion Visa Infinite Business Card. Thanks to its conversion options to British Airways, WestJet, and other airlines, plus its flat 1.25 points per dollar earning on all spending. Rounding out this new category is the American Express Aeroplan Business Reserve Card. This card is perfect for businesses who utilize Air Canada as their primary airline of choice. It has strong points earning rates, namely 3 points per dollar on purchases with Air Canada, benefits for flying with Air Canada like priority check-in and priority boarding, plus Maple Leaf Lounge access and a Priority Pass membership. And there you have it. Those are all of Canada's top travel rewards credit cards for 2023. If you want more details on each of the cards and our rankings, simply visit rewardscanada.ca/podcast for a link to our online version of the rankings. Remember, everything you find on Rewards Canada, including our rankings, are free to all, and thus Rewards Canada counts on the support of our readers. You can show your support by applying for credit cards via our links on the top travel credit card page or anywhere else on the site for that matter. If you're not in the market for a new card, you can also show your support by booking your travel via Rewards Canada. Well, you actually book with the final company like Marriott, IHG, Air France, etc. But by using our links, we do earn a small affiliate commission when you complete your travel. I do want to take this time to thank you all in advance for those who do choose to apply for cards or book your travel via Rewards Canada. As always, you'll find links to today's topic on our podcast page, rewardscanada.ca/podcast, or in the description below if you're listening on YouTube. And that's all she wrote for this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Rewards Canada podcast. I hope you enjoy it, and be sure to spread the word so that we can keep bringing you the best loyalty rewards content in Canada. Share the podcast, hit the like button, leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform, and so on. Have yourselves a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TW, KOP.